Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. That was Miles.
Hey everybody, this is Miles Title.
That was Miles and his chorus of intestinal juices.
Yeah, that was my peanut butter parfait talking.
Yeah. That and a whole lot more, I'd say.
Yeah.
Sounded to me like a 52-inch waist.
You want to see 52 inches?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
You want to see 52 inches? Measure my belly.
I sent you a picture of my belly this week.
Yes, I received it. It's a horrifying image that I thought was moon craters or something. I don't know. I'm like, was this taken from the shuttle? It looks looks like the moon. Whatever, you know, it's not a full moon. It's just a partial moon. Maybe like a 2/3 moon or something.
Yeah,
because it's like tremendously round on the front, and then just kind of wavy in the back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Not really straight, but kind of wavy.
It?
Huh?
Did you enjoy it?
No.
Oh.
No, I did not. I'm sure that there's a website out there that, where people get off on huge bellied men in profile. Unfortunately, I haven't found that, but as soon as I do, I will submit that picture. So. You will have the experience that most of the girls on your Girls Gone Wild tape will have experienced, knowing that, you know, a few hundred or more men are masturbating to your picture. I can only hope that the big belly website would only be like, you know, tens of people masturbating to your picture, but I'm afraid I'm probably way off. I probably do have like hundreds or thousands of people who masturbate to large-bellied men. They're always that really skinny, quiet person that hangs out at like the bowling alley and drools a lot.
Yeah.
I'll have another refill on the coffee. You know, or something like that.
I hope you don't post it on our site.
No, I'm not. It was a prize for my brother's girlfriend, going directly to her.
Okay.
For giving us the Frank DeFazio, Laverne's dad from Laverne and Shirley.
That's right.
So, no, I won't post it on the site. But I suppose if I get enough emails, I can be coaxed into doing it since I have it now, so.
Well, don't send it off just yet. Let people get a chance to.
All right.
They want to see me partially nude.
Partially. If that's partial, Christ, that's like got to be 3/4 nude because that's all you are. It's like there's so much surface area there. You can't be much more on your clothes.
I'll rent it out for advertising.
Advertising?
Yeah.
I don't know what you would do.
Put like Budweiser or something on the side. Though.
I'm surprised you don't get rented out to do a laser show on that goddamn thing. It's like, you know, let's do the Pink Floyd wall laser show on Miles' belly because we got enough surface area. And, you know, that way it's kind of, you know, it's got that nice shape to it so that everybody in the arena can see it from all sides. You know?
Yeah. Did you show this to your wife?
She saw it. She was appalled, I think.
Was she disgusted?
What the hell's that? And I go, oh, Miles took a picture of his belly. She's like, ugh. Then I think she asked, why is he doing that? And I had explained the whole Frank DeFazio thing.
It's a prize.
It's a prize, all right.
Yeah.
It's a prize.
It's a prize.
It's that is, you know, it doesn't get much better than that unless you get those microwave pork rinds.
Yeah.
You know. So, hey, guess what?
What?
I got cable.
Yeah?
I've been cableless for like about, a week and a half.
Right.
And, we got cable.
Woohoo!
And I got cable modem.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like you were.
Right.
During that special limited time offer.
Right.
So we got cable modem, we got cable, and we got digital cable, right? Because we got the whole modem thing going on, right?
Right.
I don't understand it. I mean, I'm very much into television. So
right.
Don't get me wrong, but it was installed yesterday. I wasn't here, and I was looking, perusing it today, and I, for the life of me, can't figure out why you would want to have like five channels of C-Spot run in pay-per-view. And I can't imagine that they're all being like, you know, a lot of people being signing up for that, but
right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I can't figure that. You got all these pay-per-views. C-Spot run. At 5, at 5:30, at 5:40, at 5.
Oh,
doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
I don't even think they got, like, maybe two copies at the video store, so why would they have so many pay-per-views?
I wouldn't think there would be that much demand for that, but...
Me either. Evidently there is.
Mm,
David
weird.
Arquette.
That's weird.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to try to figure out the parental controls. Because evidently we get the Playboy thing if you want to pay for it.
I'll be down.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'll be down a lot.
And the Spice thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to lock those out before you guys visit or else you run my bill up.
Oh, I'll be there.
Are you okay out there? Hey, you know there's a channel that shows fat bellies? So yeah, we got the cable modem thing, and I had to explain it. And I don't want to come off as sounding, you know, like a genius or something.
You're not.
But exactly, I am not.
You are not.
But I just have no faith in these technician people. I wasn't going to be here for the install, and I told my wife. I said, the guy comes, tries to install a cable modem, and he fails. Tell him just to leave everything.
Right.
I'll take care of it.
Right.
So the guy comes, and he fails, and he's like, you know, doesn't want to leave anything, and so my wife, you know, says, no, my husband wants you to leave it, and she, like, had to sign some paper, you know, about him leaving the stuff because it wasn't working yet.
Right.
And I get home, like, at 9:30 at night.
Oh, boy.
And by 10:30, or I actually didn't even do anything for a while, but by 10:30 I had it all working, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Cable installers everywhere. You know, you guys ought to go take a class or something because it's not really that tough.
I think it took us about 2 or 3 days in a row for them to get ours going.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is.
There's all sorts of problems.
Oh, it's the, you know, the spritzer valves there. It's all ball bearings. Let me tell you, it's all ball bearings.
Well.
So, yeah, so we finally got hooked up here and it's working out pretty good. So.
Cool.
But it's only been like a day or so.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's bound to have problems. So.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see. So what's going on with you?
Tragedy.
Tragedy?
It's like the Polish version of the movie Misery. Except...
I don't know exactly where you're going with that. Does that mean that you don't get hobbled and you just are trapped in your own mind or what?
No, it would be like if James Caan were the able-bodied one and Kathy Bates was wheelchair-bound one.
Oh, like a reverse, a bizarro thing.
Yeah.
And he was hobbling her?
Well, no, but she was just like his nutty, though.
Oh, okay. I'm totally confused now, but what's the deal?
My wife has had an accident outside of her house.
In the car?
Walking to the car. She lost her balance, and she actually broke her leg.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Oh, my God. She wasn't... It wasn't a Girl Scouts chasing her.
No. A year and a half
we
ago...
We want our money!
No. A year and a half ago, she broke her foot, as you might recall, going to get Girl Scout cookies.
Right. She was going to get the checkbook to pay the Girl Scouts.
Right. She tripped and fell on a coat.
Right.
And broke a bone in her foot. And now she kind of fell off the stoop going out to the driveway.
Yeah.
And broke her left ankle, her big toe on her left foot, and sprained her right foot.
God. That's horrible.
I know.
And so it was the break on the same foot that she broke in the Girl Scout thing?
No, this is the quote-unquote good foot.
Oh, no.
But I'm not going to talk about the whole thing because it's a long story, so I'll just try to cut to the funny part.
Whose coat was laying on the floor that she tripped on?
What's that?
Whose coat, whenever she tripped before, was laying on the floor?
I think it was one of our kids.
Oh, sure. Yeah, one of the kids. Blame the kids.
Yeah.
Well, whose coat was on the floor this time?
There was no coat. It was just she lost her balance and just broke her leg.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been slipping her, like, cough medicine in her morning breakfast cereal every day. And, like,
I think.
It builds up over time, I guess.
I don't know.
You weren't waxing your, candling your ears the night before and messed up your whole inner ear so that she didn't have any balance or anything, did you?
No, what was worse was I was just about ready to get out of bed.
I will try.
What?
I will try to get up and help you.
No, I heard this horrible screaming.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I come running out.
I'm not going to go out there. It was horrible screaming.
Well, I come running out, and all I'm wearing really is my Hanes. You know? And I don't look like Marky Mark from the Funky Bunch either. You know what I'm saying? I look more like Orson Welles wearing Hanes, you know. And I come running out. Thank God it was still dark out. You know, so, like, no one gets to see Big Jim and the Twins. You know?
Yeah, well, not even you get to see Big Jim and the Twins.
Yeah, I can't even see Big Jim and the Twins anymore. But it was one of those days we had last week where it was, like, real super cold and windy.
Uh-huh.
And I run outside, and my wife's on the ground. She's hysterically in tears, and she's telling me that she thinks she's broken both legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then what?
And
what's
think,
Orson to do in a situation like this?
And so I was like, okay, which one do I do first? Do I get her blankets? Do I call 911? Or do I put, like, on pants? Because I was, like, torn, you know, what do I do? You know me.
What would I have done?
No, I mean, you know me. You know, I have a lot of dilemmas. You know?
Yeah, you probably just went in and sat down for a while to gather your thoughts.
Yeah, I did. I went in and I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta take a dump.
You wouldn't believe this, honey, but I really got to take a bath.
No, this is actually one of the rare times where I didn't have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's good.
Before I acted. So I brought her blanket.
Yeah?
And then I called 911, then I put on pants.
Then you put on pants.
Yeah.
Well, it'll take them a while to get there.
But I'm going to, for the sake of time, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit in the story if I can.
So you called 911, actually, huh?
Yeah, I did. My first, like, emergency experience with 911.
But, I mean, is this really emergency? Or, I mean, what would...
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Well, yeah. My wife's got a broken leg. Hello.
I don't know if that's, you know, I think I just called the ambulance.
Well, that's how you get the ambulance.
Oh, can you just call a number direct?
Well, why not call 911?
Well, because I thought that was for when people got shot or something.
No, you can call 911 for that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never figure that.
I went to call in a drunk driver one time. They said, call 911.
Who was it? You were drunk?
Yeah, I was turning in myself. That was the weird part. No, actually, it's true. I went to go call in a drunk driver a long time ago, and they said, call 911.
Seriously? So it's like a catch-all all of a sudden. I was just thinking that, you know, it was like...
No.
You know, I only call 411 when it's an emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I can't find a phone book and figure it out, I call 411. So I figured 911. If I can't find the phone book and figure it out, then I call 911.
Sure.
I would have just called the ambulance service.
No, 911 is the correct.
Actually, I'm so cheap, I probably would have, like, tried to pick her up and put her in the car.
When someone says they're pretty sure they broke both legs, you don't just say, okay, I'll just pick you up and put you in the car.
I probably would have gave it a try.
No, I don't think you would have.
As long as there wasn't a lot of blood.
No.
No blood?
There was no blood. The ambulance did arrive on a timely fashion.
Yeah. They have donuts?
Huh?
Did they have donuts with them when they got there?
No, surprisingly, no. They were pretty much, you know, with it, and, you know, so forth. She was taken to the emergency room.
And you go, hey, there's a bagel place down the street. Mind if we stop there before we get to the hospital?
They did stop. They had to go back because they didn't have any honey walnut. They had to go back and mix them up. Right?
Yeah.
So she's taken in, taken to the emergency room. She's set up. She's admitted to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And at this point now, we're waiting for surgery.
Oh, right? Seriously?
Yeah, I'm skipping ahead a little bit in the story here.
Oh, okay. How long did you have to wait?
Actually, the whole day, actually.
Did they give her anything for the pain?
Yeah. She was put on this morphine pump.
Oh, and she got to click it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Click, yeah. click.
Yeah. Yeah.
After a while, honey, the clicker doesn't work. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm married to Elvis, believe me.
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
Where's the boys? Where's the Memphis Mafia?
Yeah, hey. Go give me a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Peanut butter. I'm hungry.
So, she's getting prepped for surgery, right?
You have to shave her?
No.
Well, what are they prepped for?
Well, I don't know. This guy comes in. I don't know what his... I don't know if he was a nurse or a doctor or a bedpan guy or whoever it was.
He was the DUI guy you called
him. Yeah, he was all pissed off at me. Son of a bitch, no.
Let me see how I can help you out.
But he's like, I'm going to bring you down, and I help out the anesthesiologist.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, I'm going to push the bed. He goes, I want you to be in charge of pushing the stand that holds the IVs.
Oh, really? They don't, like, connect that to the bed somehow?
No.
Hmm.
So you can see tragedy already.
Yeah, because you don't walk the fastest.
Yeah, I know. I'm, like, the complete wrong choice for this. I'm begging the guy, don't make me. Please don't.
Couldn't one of the kids do that?
Yeah, can't one of my three-year-old do it? This thing is on, like, five wheels.
Right. And it's real tipsy.
Well, no, it's not that. It's like the wheels don't all roll in the same direction. They roll in different directions.
Right.
And so, like, he's, like, you know, high-tailing it. And I do walk slow speed. I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, I can't run, but walk slow.
You know, like the guy's yelling at me, hitting me in the head. You know, come on.
There are people on the way to death row that could pass you up.
Yeah.
They're walking down to the chair, and they're like, what's taking you so long?
Come on.
You're not even going to die. You're just the one that's supposed to be pushing his IV for me. I'm going to go get the lethal injection.
Hey, I never thought of that. So, the guy's like, you know, you've got to, you know, stay up with me.
McVeigh could only hope that you were pushing his IV at the time to slow it down a bit.
Yeah, I know. So then this guy's like, well, maybe you can just lift it up and carry it.
Even worse.
Yeah, you don't want that.
This man has never done an ounce of physical labor.
I was winded after about 10 feet of this thing. This thing's heavy.
He goes, you know how hard it was for me to dial 911?
I know. You know, I'm grossly out of shape, and now I've got to carry this thing.
Oh, jeez. Couldn't I just lay it on the stretcher with my wife?
Yeah! I begged the guy. I said, please, I'm not medically trained. I'm not physically fit.
That's funny.
I mean, I do have above average intelligence.
Oh, well, you got that going for you.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. I couldn't keep up with this guy. I'm, like, yanking tubes out of my wife's arms, you know.
Well, at least you transferred the pain from her legs to her hand or her arm.
Did
you make it okay, or did you stretch it, or what?
Huh?
Did you make it okay, or did you stretch the tubes, or what?
No, we finally made it, and we had to wait for about another hour for the doctor to get there.
I'm on the 17th hole. After I have my drink, and
just snake a tube down her throat,
Dr. Beeper.
Yeah. that's true. That really did happen.
I'm on the east side of the strip club, and I've only got 20 more ones.
Yeah.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Sheila's supposed to be out here in about 5 minutes, so. I can't miss that.
Yeah.
So you made it okay. How's your wife doing?
She finally made it home last night.
Well, when did this happen?
This happened Thursday morning.
Oh, my God.
And she made it home by 8 o'clock last night.
Oh, my goodness.
And now she's got me taking care of her.
Well,
you know, this isn't going to work. You know,
this is kind of, you might be able to get a book out of this on some kind of weight loss plan.
Is it not shaping up to be like the Polish version of like misery, though?
Well, you are Polish.
I am part Polish, that is true.
But yeah, I think this is, you don't look anything like James Caan. Well,
if you let himself go.
You look like James Caan could ride you in like a, be inside you, like a suit kind of deal. But
I look more like Glick or something.
You look like what?
Like Primetime Glick.
Oh, Jiminy Glick. I don't think you're quite as bad as Jiminy Glick, but...
Yeah. But, so if you're at all religious, please say prayers for my wife, because I am trying to take care of her, and you know what that must be like.
This will be like, you'll have some kind of deal a meal out of this, or Slim Fast thing. It'll be like, Miles' weight loss program. Get hurt and have me take care of you. Guaranteed to lose weight.
You'll want to get better, believe me.
That's right.
You will want to work out and get better.
I'll break every one of all their fast food habits. Hey, if I wasn't too busy eating this Arby's, I'd come down and feed you or something. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I just pray that, she can make it to the bathroom because...
Yeah.
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 I don't know how you'd be at bedpan duty.
Yeah. I've already injured her once tonight.
So. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I made her stand on her bad leg.
Stand up for me, honey.
Yeah. Her mouth was right by my ear, man, when she let loose. Yeah.
Well, that's good. At least she didn't bite down.
Yeah. I've been like Hannibal Lecter coming at me.
Well, I hope that she gets better, and I will be praying for her.
Yes.
I will be.
And everyone listening, please. Please pray.
I think that she deserves it,
I know she deserves it. She deserves a spot in heaven. I know she does.
Well, she pretty much got that reservation as soon as she signed the marriage certificate.
Yeah.